but only got drunk enough to make us a speech that I wouldn't have missed for 10 pounds. I'm only sorry you weren't there too, Bunny, old chap."
I began to be sorry myself, for Raffles was anything but an excitable person, and never had I seen him so excited before. Had he been following Rosenthal's example? His coming to my rooms at midnight, merely to tell me about his dinner, was in itself enough to excuse a suspicion which was certainly at variance with my knowledge of A.J. Raffles. "What did he say?" I inquired mechanically, divining some subtler explanation of this visit, and wondering what on earth it could be.
"Say!" cried Raffles. "What did he not say? He boasted of his rise, he bragged of his riches, and he blackguarded society for taking him up for his money and dropping him out of sheer pique and jealousy because he had so much. He mentioned names, too, with the most charming freedom, and swore he was as good a man as the old country had to show, pace the old Bohemians. To prove it, he pointed to a great diamond in the middle of his shirt front, with a little finger loaded with another just like it. Which of our bloated princes could show a pair like that? As a matter of fact, they seemed quite wonderful stones, with a curious purple gleam to them that must mean a pot of money. But old Rosenthal swore he wouldn't take 50,000 pounds for the two, and wanted to know where the other man was who went about with 25,000 in his shirt front, and another 25 on his little finger. He didn't exist. If he did, he wouldn't have the pluck to wear them. But he had. He'd tell us why. And before you could say Jack Robinson, he had whipped out a whacking great revolver."
"Not at the table?"
"At the table, in the middle of his speech. But it was nothing to what he wanted to do. He actually wanted us to let him write his name in bullets on the opposite wall, to show us why he wasn't afraid to go about in all his diamonds. That brute Purvis, the prize-fighter, who is his paid bully, had to bully his master before he could be persuaded out of it. There was quite a panic for the moment. One fellow was saying his prayers under the table, and the waiters bolted to a man."
"What a grotesque scene!"
"Grotesque enough. But I rather wish they had let him go the whole hog and blaze away. He was as keen as knives to show us how he could take care of his purple diamonds. And do you know, Bunny, I was as keen as knives to see."
And Raffles leaned towards me with a sly, slow smile that made the hidden meaning of his visit only too plain to me at last. "So you think of having a try for his diamonds yourself?" He shrugged his shoulders.
"It's horribly obvious, I admit. But, yes, I have my heart set upon them. To be quite frank, I have had them on my..."